Okay, I welcome you all to this afternoon's program, and of course a special welcome to our speakers who will be addressing us in a few moments. As so often, we want to begin with a word of prayer. Let us pray together. Our Lord and God, we give you thanks and praise that you have called us into your kingdom. And as we think of your kingdom, as we think of your church and how the church is expanding, we give you thanks and praise for the past 2,000 years and for the next years, which will be coming as well. We do pray that you would send forth your spirit, that you would build your church amongst us and even beyond us, we pray. We pray specifically for this afternoon that you would help us to see things which perhaps we have not yet seen, that we will be challenged and broadened in our views of you and your church. Would you be with our speakers, we pray, would you bless and guide them as they speak to us, as they address us, coming from your word. We thank you for all these things as we pray all these things in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. So then, without any further ado, I think I'll be turning over to our first speaker, to Patrick Johnson. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So again, if you'll turn in your Bibles to Psalm 2.
所以欢迎大家再一次打开你们的圣经到诗篇第二篇。
We've already read it earlier this morning.
我们今天早上已经在这之前已经读过。
And I'd like to now to bring the challenge to you, dear brothers and sisters.
所以今天下午我再一次想跟亲爱的弟兄姐妹提出这些的挑战。
In the morning, I explained something about my journey in that little bit of the great big picture of taking the gospel to the world.
就今天早上我跟大家分享了这个大的图片，有关于我个人。上帝如何在我的个人的生命当中的一个工作。
Now, as we look at the world, things don't look too good.
但是如果我们去看整个世界的话，去年的这些的发展的话，似乎并不是很乐观。
You can see there a list of the parts of the world where there's turmoil, war, difficulty.
实际上在这些的列表当中，我们所看见，这个许多地方有很多的困难，很多的征战，很多的。
Think of North Korea with nuclear weapons.
比如说北韩就有这个核的危险。
The Middle East torn to pieces by war.
中东也一直因着战争的缘故而被分裂。
Afghanistan with 40 years of non-stop war.
阿富汗的话也近40年的时间不断的有征战。
And a rising level of persecution of Christians in many countries of the world.
在世界许多国家当中，对基督徒的逼迫的话，只有增无减。
So all over, we see problems that arose in 2017.
所以这个就是我们在过去的2017年当中所看见。
What are we going to see in 2018?
那在2018年当中，我们会看见什么呢
？Wars.
当然还是有战争。
Rumors of wars.
还是有战争的风声。
Famines.
还是有饥荒
，earthquakes，
有地震
，persecution，
还是有逼迫。
Who spoke those words？
那是谁说的这些话呢
？It was Jesus himself。
是耶稣他自己说。
In Matthew 24，
记得在马太福音第二十四章，耶稣所说的。
He told us what the world would be like after he had gone and before he returns。
在他离开这个世界之前，他已经说过了，他要来之。在回来这个世界之前，这个世界会变成什么样子？
So we should not be alarmed. Those were his words to us.
所以我们不应当为这些所发生的事情而惊慌。
Why should we not be alarmed?
我们为什么不应当为这些事情而惊慌呢
？Because Jesus gives us hope and expectation.
因为耶稣他自己给了我们盼望和期盼。
In the middle of the chaos, his kingdom is going to expand.
因为在这些混乱当中。他的国度依然在掌权。
And this psalm speaks about that kind of thing.
我想诗篇第二篇正是在提到这样的一个处境。
We are told about the nations having a conspiracy.
我们在这里看到就是外邦他们在一起在争论在谋划。
What a hatred of God and his wonderful Lord Jesus.
要一同去抵挡耶和华并他的受膏者。
I mean, sometimes we wonder why is it that everybody is so angry about having a faith in Jesus?
有的时候我们在想，为什么人们 要去信靠耶稣变得是这么困难的一件事情呢？
And basically this psalm shows us,
实际上这边的诗篇给我们看见
they do not want the bondage as they see it of God telling them what to do.
许多人不愿意有这个捆绑让神告诉他应当怎么去做。
Some of our greatest philosophers in the Western world have made some terrible statements.
实际上在这个西方世界当中一些很重要的一些的哲学家的话都说过一些很匪夷所思的话语。
Aldous Huxley, the great proponent of evolution, said this. I'll tell you in a minute. This Aldous Huxley,was a great promoter of the theory of evolution.
其中有一个有关于进化论的这个推崇者，他曾经说过这样的一段话。
Why did he want evolution?
他为什么要推崇这个进化论呢？
So that he would not need God.
当然，他不需要上帝。
And so that he could do what he liked.
这样的话，他就可以为所欲为。
In fact, he openly wrote in one place.That he wanted it because he wanted sexual freedom.
实际上，在一个地方，他写到说，因为他想要性的这个自由。
A famous philosopher, Bertrand Russell, in Britain, said the same.
在英国的这样一位著名的哲学家也说过类似这样的话语。
He wanted atheism so that he could be immoral.
他因为他之所以推崇无神论，因为这样他可以为所欲为。
The conspiracy is because people do not.Want constraint of good on them.
这背后的阴谋就是人们不希望被善所捆所胜。
And so all over the world, we see the high up people opposed to the gospel.
在这个世界各地，我们都看见这些所谓的上层人士，他们抵挡这个福音。
Here you can see a map of the world.
这个我们所看见的是这个世界的一个地图。
I take you back to 1975.
我想带大家重新回到1975年的世界。
Most of the Western empires were finishing.
许多的西方的西方世界的这些帝国都已经结束。
There was one big empire that remained.
但是有一个还依然存在。
And that was the Russian Empire under communism.
这就是当时所谓仍然在共产主义所统治下的苏俄。
1975 was the peak of communist propaganda expansion.
1975年的这个世界是可以说是共产主义在整个全世界最为盛行的时刻。
But then it went down.
但从那之后的话，他们就不断在走下坡路。
So we're living in a time when empires no longer work.
所以我们生活在那样的一个时代，就是这些帝国在一个个帝国不断的瓦解。
But they were mostly against God.
但是这些帝国背后的话，你可以发现他们就是都在抵挡上帝。
For instance, on here I've indicated the empires of World War II, the Japanese Empire with the orange line.
实际上，在这些橙色的里面，比如说日本的这个帝国，我们在那里可以看见。
The Hitler Empire, you can almost see it, but they're in Central Europe and so on.
实际上，包括整个的中欧的这些地方的话，也都是如此。
And you think of the hatred of those regimes to anything Christian.
这些帝国的所产生的这些仇恨的话，也可以对基督徒是带来很多的逼迫。
We look at some of the religious systems of the world too.
我们也看见在第二世界大战当中的这些背后的宗教体系
，so against God
是如此的去抵挡神
，or rather the biblical understanding of God，
或者说抵挡这个抵挡这个我们圣经当中所提到的这个神观
，in the world of Islam，
特别是在伊斯兰的世界当中。
How built into Islam is anti-Jesus as the Son of God.
这不是在伊斯兰的信仰当中是如此的去抵挡耶稣是作为神的儿子而存在。
And so we see a world where there are many leaders who are against the propagation of the gospel.
所以我们在看见当时这个世界当中许多的世界领袖都抵挡这个福音。 的广传。
But we read here in this psalm that he who sits in the heavens laughs.
但是在这篇诗篇当中，我们所看见的一个信息是，那坐在天上的必嗤笑。
There are not many places in the Bible that speaks about God laughing.
实际上，在圣经当中，你不多见的地方可以看见说神在笑。
To God, all their efforts are like a little fly buzzing around, very little, like a fly that is just moving around.
就这些似乎是像一个苍蝇一样，在这个这个到处飞。
And he will hold these people in derision, it says in verse 4.
然后在第四节这里讲到，就是说主必嗤笑他们。
God has a way of dealing with those who oppose him.
神有自己的方式去处理那些抵挡他的人。
His ways are strange to us.
当然他处理的这个方式对我们来说是有些奇怪。
I take you to the Muslim world.
那我来再带领大家回到穆斯林世界当中。
This diagram shows the countries of the world where Muslims live.
这些图片让我们看见这些穆斯林当时所住的这个区域。
And you can see the countries are pictured in the size of their population, not their geography.
所以我这个图片所显示是他们的人口，而不是他们的地理的区域。
On the right-hand side is Bangladesh.
最右边的是孟加拉。
It's a tiny country.
是一个很小的一个国家。
But a huge population.
但是你会发现那里有很多的一个人群。
So on this map, it appears big.
所以这样在这个地图上就显得是蛮有，因为我按照人口去计算的。
I want you to notice something else.
另外我还想请大家注意。
There are two shades of the color green.
在这个绿色当中有一些地方是有灰色的。
And there are two branches of Islam that hate each other.
就是同样的是在伊斯兰的旗帜下，他们也依然是彼此的仇恨。
And it's only if we understand that hatred do we understand a bit about the wars in the Middle East.
这就是在中东的世界当中，我们透过这些的方式可以看见仇恨这个词的诠释。
So you see the countries where Shia Islam is strong, the darker green. Thank you.
You said again.
You see the two countries that are marked darker green. It doesn't look so dark here, but anyway. But those countries where Shia Islam is stronger.
所以在这里他提到，就是有些地方的某一个宗派的穆斯林的势力会更加的强烈。
And the lighter green all around where it is Sunni Islam.
在另外一个地方，它比较暗的区域的话，是逊尼派的穆斯林。
And the war in the Middle East is all about, or is partly, mainly about that hatred between the two branches of Islam.
所以你看见，就是在即使在穆斯林的世界当中，也是这个。不同派系的这些的穆斯林，他们在彼此的仇恨。
Now I've taken the same map, and I've put red dots on it.
所以同样的一个图片，我放一些不同的点放在那里。
These red dots indicate if there is likely to be war over the next 40 years.
这些红点是通常是意味着在接下去的40年当中，最有可能发生战争的区域的地方。
And so what we are going to see over the next 40 years is almost continual war in the Middle East.
所以我们所能够预计的是，在接下去的40年当中，实际上在中东这个区域是会有继续不断、年年不断的征战。
What is that going to do to the credibility of Islam?
所以这个对伊斯兰的世界的这个信誉度是怎样的一回事？
How do you think Muslim people think about their religion? When they see this,
你觉得当穆斯林看见这个信息的时候，他们会如何去看待他们自己呢？
Their claim to have the wonderful answer for mankind is shown to be empty.
他们所自以为骄傲的这些宗教的话，其实是看起来是如此的空洞。
We see these secularists. Here is the apostle of atheism who lives in the UK.
我们也看见，在这个世界各地的这些的无神论的 这些的影响也在不断的攻击这个基督教，包括在英国。
And he wrote a book called The God Delusion. Can you okay?
他讲写过一本书叫做神在虚幻中。
You happy with that translation?
I think I'm
okay,
not sure.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Right. But it's interesting that some other secularist writers wrote this book.
另外一个这个普通的另外一个人他写了这本书。
And they are very respected journalists.
当然，他是一个其实是非常备受尊敬的这个新闻记
者。And they wrote this book, God is back.
他写了一本书叫《神》。重新回来了。
God is important in the century in which we live.
神在我们所生活的这个世界当中有非常重要的一个位置。
I think you'll see as I explain a bit more.
当然我会更多的给大家做一些解释。
And here we see persecution of Christians.
那这里我们看见就是基督徒在不断的受逼迫。
That hatred that is shown against Christians.
所以就是。对基督徒的仇恨就是无处不在。
The top left is Rome, 2,000 years ago, or nearly 2,000 years ago.
最上面你们看见是在2000年之前罗马，他们是如此的。
And then we see persecution in India.
在这下面你看见的是他们如何去逼迫基督徒在印度。
And look at that picture of ISIS killing Egyptian Christians because they refused to become Muslim.
在左下方我们看见是这些在埃及的基督徒，当他们就是没有不否认自己的信仰，不加入穆斯林的时候，他们就处理他。
And Iranians being beaten because they went to a church and took communion.
另外有些的这些人的话，他们因为去教会参加圣礼、参加圣餐，所以就被逼迫。
So we see that hatred.
所以我们看见这个对基督徒的这个仇恨。
But then God judges them.
但是我们同时也看到上帝的审判。
He demonstrates his power in the middle of all of this.
神在这些的所有的这些的混乱当中显明他的全能。
For instance, many of you come from China.
比如说我们当中许多人是从中国过来。
It's amazing to see what God has done in your country.
神在你们国家当中所做的工作是非常奇妙的。
A friend of mine who knows China well, he's traveled.To every province, speaking with church leaders.
我有个朋友，他对中国非常熟悉，也在中国各地拜访当地的教会。
And these were the figures he put together for each province.
这些是他把这些各个不同省份基督徒的人数放列罗列在一起的。
In 2008, he reckoned that the Christians now that were then numbered 95 million.
这个是当时他在2008年的时候统计的一个数字是9800万吗
？And that's amazing when you think of the sufferings through which your land has gone. That's amazing when you think of the suffering your country has gone through.
当然我们也知道说就是在中国这些基督徒经历了许多的逼迫。
I take you to Iran or where the Persians live.
我现在带领大家回到伊朗，就是那些波斯人所居住的地方。
You call it Elam?
Yeah, of course.
Interesting. yeah. Because Elam is a very biblical name, isn't it?
因为伊朗是一个很圣经化的人物。
And actually, do you know who the first missionaries to China were? The first missionaries to China.
你知道第一个去到中国的宣教士是谁吗
？They were from this country.
其实是从伊朗这个国家。
Alupen, the great Persian missionary, he translated the New Testament for the Chinese emperor.
实际上是从伊朗的第一个宣教士，他为当时的中国的这个皇帝翻译了这个圣经。
There were many Christians in Persia before Islam.
在伊斯兰之前的话，其实伊朗这个地方是有很多的基督徒。
But then came Islam.
然后最后伊斯兰教才来。
With persecution and pressure, the number of Christians went down and down.
当然，随着逼迫的不断的加深的话，基督徒人数也在不断的减少。
It was the Mongol Emperor Timur who was the worst killer of Christians.
当然，蒙古族的一个皇帝叫
Timur, the emperor, killed 5 million Christians.
一个叫帖默的蒙古族的一个皇帝，他杀了500万的基督徒。
He was the Mongol emperor who ruled the Persians.
所以
，He was the Mongol emperor who ruled Persia.
因为他是蒙古族的一个皇帝，当时也在波斯这一带统管。
But then came the Islamic Revolution with the Ayatollahs in 1978.
所以在1978年之后，有一个当时所谓的伊斯兰的卫队的革命。
At that time, we would reckon there were about 500 believers who had once been Muslim.
我们当时收到的信息类似于像，大概。
There were 500 Christians who had once been Muslim at that time.
有大概有五百名基督徒，当时他们已经是基督徒。
The Iranians so disliked the tyranny that came with Islam.
当然，伊朗人他们也是非常不喜欢这个伊斯兰的到来。
And the number of Christians began to increase.
所以基督徒的人数反而在不断的增加。
Many were put in prison.
许多人被扔到监狱里面。
Some were killed.
有些人被杀了。
Hundreds and thousands fled to other countries.
成百上千的人也开始逃到其他的国家。
But even with that, we now reckon the number of Christians in that land is not 500, it's 500,000 or maybe a million.
所以但即使是如此，据说现在在伊朗这个国家这个地方的基督徒人数已经不再是500人，而是甚至是有可能超过5万人。
Who was the evangelist? Sorry.
Okay. 对，50万人。嗯。
And who was the evangelist?
你猜想谁是那个传福音的人呢
？I want you to meet the greatest evangelist of Iran.
我想带大家去认识那个最大伟大的传教士。
He made the Iranians dislike Islam.
因为他正是这个领袖使得伊朗人不喜欢这个伊斯兰。
That's why God in heaven laughs.
所以这就是我们在所看到的，就是天上的主会嗤笑。
The ideology of the Ayatollahs has been made to look foolish and powerless before the power of the gospel.
就是这些世界的这些权力在福音的面前显得是看起来似乎是很愚蠢。
Let me show you the picture wider over the world.
让我来看，带你们看了一个更大的世界的一个图片。
The number of believers who come from a Muslim background, how many are there?
从穆斯林背景出来的这些的信仰的基督徒，他们的人数的情况是如何呢
？Notice up the side is millions of people.
这边是成百上千万的人。
Along the bottom are the years.
下面是年数年龄的变化。
In about 1960, I would reckon there were only about 60,000 people who believed in Jesus who'd once been Muslim.
大概在1960年的话，预计是60,000
The numbers.
大概六万的人，当时他们是从穆斯林的背景当中出来的。
But then came great events that shook the Muslim world.
然后在穆斯林的世界当中的话，之后就经历了许多的一些的很大的变动。
The 1965 communist coup against the government in Indonesia.
在印尼的话，我们也看见就是经历了很多的政变。
The Muslims responded.
但穆斯林的话就是极大的反抗。
They killed 2 million people who they thought were communists.
他们也屠杀了这个
2 million.
他们这个屠杀了200万的这个他们认为是这个共产主义的分子。
Then came the Iranian Revolution. I've already told you about that.
然后之后再进入到的这个我们刚才所提到伊朗的这个卫队的革命。
Then came Al Qaeda.
然后之后再回到这个阿卡达这个恐怖分子。
Civil war in Algeria.
然后在阿尔及利亚的内战。
And 9/11 in the United States.
当然后面我们都熟悉的911的事件。
And if we look at the number of people who've come to believe in Jesus, it's gone up and up.
但是你会发现很奇怪，就是这个世界经历了这些的政治的变动之后的话，基督徒人数反而是在不断的增加。
There are about 10 million people who believe in Jesus who were once Muslim.
我们今天如果回去看这个世界的话，这个世界现在大概有1000万的基督徒，他们过去的背景是穆斯林的背景。
When we see the violence of Islam, we are discouraged.
当我们看见穆斯林背后的这种暴力的倾向，我们会非常的沮丧。
We don't realize that actually this is opening the hearts of many Muslims to become Christian.
但是我们可能没有意识到的就是这种背景的话，这种暴力的倾向的话，也使得很多打开很多的门，让这些穆斯林能够去归信基督。
Filipinos and more Chinese are working amongst Muslim nations now.
我也知道许多的越来越多的华人和包括很多菲律宾人也在这些的穆斯林的国家在工作。
We've got a future of hope that God is going to do more in the world of Islam.
我们也盼望，我们也有这样的期盼，就是神能够在接下去的穆斯林的世界当中能够做许多的工作。
God in heaven laughs.
在天上的主嗤笑。
Because he's got a program to help the world to believe in him.
因为神有他自己的方式来带领这个世界来归信他。
I want to show you something of what God is doing in the world today.
我想让带领大家回到去看看上帝今天在这个世界所做的工作。
I take you back over 100 years ago.
我想大家回到100多年之前。
There is the world's population.
这是当时整个世界的人口。
Then it was the population of all the Chinese in the world today.
大概这个人口大概就是今天的这个中国所有的这个在中国的人口。
Each square there represents 1 million people.
一个方格代表是100万的人口。
You can see the religions of these people.
你可以看见这些不同宗教的人群的数量。
And you can see that many people had got other faiths.
你也可以看见，就是有许多人有不同的信仰。
But what I want you to notice is those little yellow squares in the middle of the brown.
我想就是在提醒大家看到，就是在这个棕色的方块的中间的话，有这个黄色的小方块。
The writer of this book in the 19th century.Worked out that he thought there were 3 million people who believed in Jesus in lands that were not Christian.
这本书的作者他相信就是在不是基督教的这个领土的话当中，至少有300万的基督徒。
That's all. That's all there were that had become believers after 100 years of mission work.
所以这个大概就是在一百年的这个宣教的过程当中，所有的这个人口的数量。
But the great growth has come in these last 50 or so years.
但是其实最大的变化其实是过去的几十年当中所产生的变化。
And you can see here two lines.
所以你可以发现这个两个不同的这个表格。
The lower line is for the West, Europe, North America, and the Pacific.
所以你会发现下面这根线是在这些传统的这些的区域像美洲啊欧洲啊这些地方。
And then the other line represents Africa, Asia, and Latin America.
然后上面这根线代表的是像欧洲像对不起这样像亚洲像非洲这些的新兴的这些地区。
It shows the number of evangelical believers in both components.
这两根不同的线也代表是在这些 不同地区的基督徒的人数的一个变化。
Notice the growth in Africa, Asia, Latin America.
你可以注意到就是在亚洲跟在非洲这些人口的数基督徒的人口数量远远大于这下面的这些地区。
We're living in the greatest harvest ever.
我们在处在的是前所未有的历史改变的一个时期。
And we want to see that harvest completed.
我们也盼望那个这个福音的这个丰收的话，最终能够完美。
Because if you look at this diagram,
如果我们去看看这个图片的话，你会发现
this shows the world population today.
这个让我们看见是今天这个世界人口的一个组成。
There are evangelical Christians, and then all the other Christians.
福音派的基督徒跟其他的这些宗派的基督徒。
About a third of humankind knows something of the gospel.
大概有世界有三分之一的人，至少他们知道有些有关于福音的信息。
Many others in that red, they have a chance to hear the gospel if they want.
在红色的这些区域，就是许多人，如果是他们想认识福音，他们是有机会可以去了解的。
But somewhere between 15% and 25%of the world's population has yet to hear the gospel for the first time.
其他的大概在10%，甚至其他的15%这些地区，他们还是需要有机会去更多去认识。
But now we see in this psalm there's a discussion that takes place between the Father and the Son.
但是在诗篇第二篇当中，我们这里看见的就是父跟子之间他们有一个对话。
The father said, "You are my son. Today I have begotten you." Verse 7. I mean,
第七节里面讲到说，你是我的儿子，我今日生你。
And then the father says to the son,
这个父对子说
，That verse that I gave you this morning about my own personal testimony.
就是我今天早上之前有曾经给过大家这些经文第八节。
But this was given to Jesus.
这些经文其实是给耶稣的。
I don't know when Jesus prayed for those kingdoms, but I think it was in the Garden of Gethsemane.
我不知道。
I don't know when Jesus asked the Father for the nations.
当然我不是很清楚什么时候耶稣曾经向父曾经求过这个列国的产业。
But I think it was in the Garden of Gethsemane.
但是我想应当是在客西马尼园的这个场景当中。
And there Jesus prayed.
在那里耶稣祷告。
He went to the cross.
因为他要经历十字架。
He rose again.
他也第三天从死里复活。
And then he passed this promise on to us in the Great Commission.
然后他也借着这个大使命把这个信息传递给这些使徒。
And in actual fact, if you have cross references in your Bible,
实际上，如果你在你的圣经当中，如果是有
经文参表的话，You'll find that verse
9,
yes, that verse 9 is spoken again by Jesus to the church in Thyatira in Revelation. Jesus spoke these words to the Christians in Thyatira.
基督也
Jesus spoke at the city of Thyatira in Revelation. There were 7 churches.Seven churches.
其中的一个话语也是给这个启示录当中的一个其中的一个教会。
One of them was called Thyatira. I don't know how you say it in Chinese.
中文叫
Doesn't matter.
中文叫做什么
？One of the churches.
菲拉铁菲的教会。
Okay. All right. And he said to them, "You will rule the nations with a rod of iron." He said it to the Christians.
他对基督徒说，你会用铁杖去统管列国。
And by Jesus saying that to Christians, he's showing that this promise is for us to ask God for the kingdoms of this world.
所以这也向我们显明，就是，神对耶稣的应许，从某种程度上来说，也延伸到今天我们所有这些归信他人身上。
Jesus spoke to his disciples after he rose again.
耶稣在他从死里复活之后，对他的门徒说
：“He spoke on a mountain in Galilee.”
他在加利利的山上说
：“And he said, go, go and make disciples, or in going disciple all nations.”
说你去使万民做我的门徒。
So he passed on the responsibility to pray for and to witness to the nations of the world.
所以他也把这个有关于去到列国。为主做见证的这个责任去传递给这些的使徒。
I want to take you to Europe to show how it works.
我想把这个带领大家回到欧洲去看这个图片。
You can see a line through Europe.
你可以看见在整个欧洲被一个红线所分割。
That represents what we used to call the Iron Curtain.
这个线我们过去一直把它称作叫铁幕。
The division between free and communist Europe，
或者叫铁墙因为在过去的时间当中，因为这个是分割所谓民主国家和这个共产主义区域的话 的一根线。
Sorry, took a bit longer. There's a famous Dutchman by the name of Brother Andrew.
曾经有这样的一个人 做了这样的一个判断。
He's well known for taking Bibles into communist countries.
他常常把圣经传递给这些共产主的国家。
But he suggested or challenged Christians to have a seven-year prayer war to pull down that curtain.
他曾经建议这些基督徒有七年的时间为这些共产主义的世界国家祷告，然后能够把这个铁墙把它拆下来。
And notice the year.
注意，就是这里特别讲到的是有七年的时间。
1983。
1983年。
And in 1989, the Berlin Wall came down.
结果我们发现很奇妙的就是，真的是在1989年的时候，这个柏林墙就倒下来了。
In 1991, the USSR ceased to exist.
然后1991年，苏联也就解体了。
And God, in answer to prayer, opened up those countries for the gospel.
所以神就是垂听我们的祷告，然后也把这些国家的门向我们打开。
Missionaries began to go into countries that were under tyranny before, but became free enough to take the gospel.
然后这些原来是所谓的封闭的地区的话，也再一次能够有机会把福音带进去。
So praying for the world is important.
所以为世界祷告，这个是非常重要的一件事情。
That's why I wrote that book.
所以这也是为什么我写了那本书。
So there's the great commission, the great sending out of Jesus to the world.
所以这也是我们这里所看见，这里有大使命，就是耶稣差派这些的使徒出去。
But then,This is what we want to do. In verse 10, we say, Therefore, O kings, be wise. Be warned, O rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and with trembling. Kiss the Son. Verses 10 and 11.
所以在诗篇第二篇第十节，我们在这里看见说，他说，现在你们君王应当醒悟，你们世上的审判官该受管教。
And we see Jesus wanting the nations of the world to come to know him.
我们当然看见就是耶稣盼望这个世上的列国的君王能够去认识他。
Through repentance.
当然是透过悔改。
Bowing to Jesus.
能够在他的面前向
他服服。And finding freedom.
然后也能够找到真正的自由。
And so in the last words Jesus gave us in Acts chapter 1 verse 8.
所以在耶稣在《使徒行传》第一章第八节最后给我们的话语是说到
：“When the Holy Spirit has come upon us，
当圣灵来到的时候
，we take the message to Jerusalem，
我们会把这个信息传递到
to all Judea，
从到撒玛利亚直到犹大全地
，and Samaria and the ends of the earth，
然后直到地极。
But that to us， what does that mean to us today？
但是这对我们来说今天意味着什么呢？
One way of looking at it is this.
我想其中一个可以看这个问题的一个方式是
Jerusalem is a city.
当然耶路撒冷是一个城市。
We must take the gospel to cities.
我们可以把福音带到城市当中。
I'll briefly show that in a moment.
我会更多的在等下接下去的时间更多讲一
下。Judea was a nation.
犹大是一个国家。
We must take the gospel to the nation.
我们也必须把福音带给
Samaria were immigrants into Israel.
撒玛利亚是曾经是各地不同的地方的移民，然后移民到这个以色列的地区。
We must take the gospel to the immigrants or minorities in our countries.
所以同样的，我们应当把福音传递给这些各地的移民和旅居的人。
So the first thing, then, I just want to show is the countries of the world.
所以，首先我想和大家一起分享的是有关于这个世界的这些的国家。
And here are the countries of the world.
这些是这个现在今天世界的国家。
155 have majority Christian.
155个国家的话，有超过50%基督徒。
Another 25 have many Christians, but still not a majority.
有下面的这些数量的国家的话，他们有基督徒，但是数量不是很多。
And then we have other countries in the next one where there are many Christians, but there are many areas that haven't yet been reached.
当然也在像中国类似于像中国这样的国家有不少基督徒，但是其实很多人还是 没有接触过这个信仰。
And then we've got other countries where there are hardly any Christians, churches, or witnesses for Jesus.
在有些地方甚至几乎是没有这个主的教会。
So these represent the pioneer countries where we still need to send church planting missionaries.
所以 在这些就是所谓我们所谓的拓荒之地，我们需要更多的教会的栽植。
And these are found largely in that area you can see in the map.
那这就是我们所谓的被称为十到四十之窗的区域，需要更多的福音的传入的地方。
Look at the countries of the world.
我们一起来看看这个世界这些的国家
当中。Where Christians are fewest.
就是基督徒数量是最少的这些国家。
And look at the religions of those countries.
我们看看这些所谓基督徒世界最少的国家，这些宗教信仰的情况是如何。
You can see the green.
你看了绿色的
，representing Islam，
都是穆斯林的国家。
The brown representing Buddhist.
棕色的是代表是佛教徒的国家。
These countries need Jesus.
那这些国家也需要耶稣。
But then we mustn't only look at countries.We must look at peoples.
当然，除了看这些国家之外，我们必须要看这些国家的人。
And one of the amazing things of today is that for the first time in history, we have a list of all the peoples of the world.
当然，可以说可以比较，大胆的说，就是说，可能从有史以来，我们第一次有了精确的掌握整个世界人口的一个变化。
And we see here how about half of them.Have a majority Christian.
因为我们可以说，甚至可以说，就是说，大概有一半的人群是基督徒。
Have had a breakthrough for the gospel.
有四分之一的人口就是曾经是。
But the other quarter, 3,000,
有接触过。
The other quarter, about 3,000 peoples, where there is still missionary input needed.
大概有剩下的人群就是依然是有宣教士在那些地方不断的工作的地方。
And so we need to take the gospel to the world.
所以我们需要把福音传递到整个世界。
I take you to China.
那我带大家去到中国。
Here you can see the different colors representing the minorities in China.
在这些不同的颜色背后是代表的不同的少数民族的
人群。Except for some peoples in the south.Where there are many Christians, there are many peoples where the gospel has not yet really had an impact.
当然，你可能会在南部的区域，你可以看到不少的基督徒，但是其实，在许多地方是依然是没有基督徒。
Like the Uyghur in the northwest.
比如说像西北。
The Mongols in the north.
蒙古人就在西北。
The Tibetans in the southwest.
在西藏人就在西藏的这块区域。
And many of the smaller tribes in the south.
在南部也有不少的少数民族的区域。
Still a tremendous need.
仍然是有一个非常大的一个需要。
These are the main languages of Tibet.
这个是今天在西藏的不同的语言。
What a challenge.
所以挑战是非常大的。
Look at Africa.
我们来再次看看非洲。
That's the continent where I spent 16 years of my life.
这个是我在过去60年当中在那里所侍奉的一个。
Many areas Christian now.
许多地方现在都是基督徒。
But look at the the green areas, which is where Muslims live.
但是你如果去看看北非这些所谓绿色的区域的话，依然在那里还。
But where the two meet,
不是基督徒的区域。
Where the two meet, there's a lot of conflict.
所以在那里。那些南部跟北部所，基督徒跟非基督徒交界的区域，我常常有许多的征战。当然，这个不是我们所希望看到的。
We want to bring the gospel of peace.
我们盼望所带来这个福音是和平的福音。
But Africa's need is great. Africa's need is great.
所以这个非洲的这个需要也在不断的增加。
Also, we must take the gospel to cities.
所以我们需要透过福音去看这个变化。
In almost every country of the world, the flow of population is to the cities.
所以在几乎在每个国家当中，所有人口变化最大的一个地方的话，其实就是城市。
In 2007, the urban population of the world became greater than the rural.
在2010年的话，我们也可以看见，就是整个世界的话，就是 城市人口区域是超过了在这些的偏远地区的人口。
The 21st century is the first urban century.
所以二十一世纪我们可以说是城市的世纪。
We must prepare for an urban world.
所以我们必须预备，就是接触，就是去预备去接受接触到这个城市的宣教的。
More and more of our ministry is to urban areas.
我们很多的事工会越来越集中在城市的地方。
And congregations that impact cities will have to become Antioch churches, not Jerusalem churches.
所以许多的教会的话，会越来越变成安提阿勒斯的教会，而不是耶路撒冷式的教会。
Because the Jerusalem church, they were Jews.
因为耶路撒冷的教会是很传，是
很。And they despised the people who spoke Greek.
是很传统性的，是教会，是这些犹太人，他们是藐视这些说希腊话的人。
And that church was poor. It needed money and input, and it sent few missionaries.
那个耶路撒冷教会也是很贫穷的教会，也是很少差派宣教士出去的教会。
The Antioch church.Became multicultural.
但是安提阿斯的教会却是一个多种族多文化的教会。
It sent out missionaries and blessed the world.
然后他差派宣教士出去，成为整个世界的祝福。
Any seminary that does not prepare people for multicultural ministry in the 21st century is not understanding our world.
任何一个神学院也是，如果他不是面向多种族的人群去做这个神学的事工的话，也都没有预备好接受我们这个新的世纪。
Look at
这个多元民族的多元文化的世纪。
I'll leave that. Time is gone. But one of the things that we have to realize that in the cities we are always going to have poor people.
当然，我们也同时也需要意识到，就是在任何一个城市当中都有贫穷的人口。
You see the city population of the West, the city population.Of the rest of the world, orange. The city population in the West is green.
这个在西方世界的人口的话，在城市的这个是绿色的区域。
And the city population of Asia, Latin America, and Africa is orange.
所以在代表的是亚洲跟非洲。还有拉丁美洲这些的城市的区域是用橙色的在标
志。But you notice that band there, that represents the number of people who are likely to live in slums according to the United Nations.
那在中间的这个相隔的这个区域的话，根据联合国所提供的数据，是很有可能提供那些是住在所谓贫民窟的这些的区域的地方的人。
I wanted to speak about migrants.
我想就这提到，特别是所谓的这些的移民。
I do not have the time.
我可能没有时间讲太多。
But God wants the people to repent and believe in Jesus.
但是上帝期盼就是人们能够去悔改，
and
去认识他。
We have this psalm end on a wonderful promise. The psalm ends with a wonderful promise.
所以这个诗篇当中，我们看见这个诗篇以一个非常美好的应许来结束。
Here it says, "Blessed are all who take refuge in Him."
就是凡投靠他的都是有福的。
God is going to look after you if you go out and obey Him and follow His call.
就是当你去顺服神，去顺服他的呼召的时候，神必定赐福你手中的工作。
We have a safe God.
我们有一个何等安稳妥的上帝。
Even if we are martyred, even if we are martyred,
即使我们为主殉道了，我们也依然是如此。
But God, we can take refuge in our God.
但是我们是永远可以投靠他。
But we want other people to take refuge in Him.
我们也同时可以邀请别人一同来投靠。
One day God is going to judge the world.
总有一天神会审判这个世界。
We have time to evangelize.
我们还有一点时间去做传福音的事工。
Let us go out and finish the job Jesus gave us to do.
我想这也是耶稣把这个使命已经交托给我们了。
So I want to close there, but I just want to ask my dear friend and colleague Trevor Kalmia And he's just going to say a few words. I'd just like you to come, brother. Come on.
我快结束，但是我想邀请我的
同伴上来。I've known this dear brother for now 40 years.
我已经认识他40年的时间。
Our lives have been so wound together, and that's what happens in WEC. We're bound together in that fellowship, and we support one another. Over to you.
他们就是在过去的时间当中，是很亲密的关系，他们认识很长。
Thank you. My name is Trevor Kalmir, and I have been the International Director of WEC.
我是这个，我是 WEC International 这个主任。
Perhaps because you are listening to translation, you can't tell that I come from Australia.
你当然没办法知道，就是我其实是从澳大利亚来的。
But I do.
我是从澳大利亚来的。
I was born in Sydney.
我是出生在悉尼。
I think many people know where Sydney is.
我想你们很多人应当知道悉尼在哪，对吗？
Patrick has given us a great challenge this afternoon.
Patrick 今天下午给了我们很大的一个挑战。
We've seen the world and we see huge challenges.
他让我们看见这个世界，看见这个世界许多的挑战。
And we see how Jesus wants people from every tongue, tribe, and nation to become His followers and to worship King Jesus.
当然我们看见就是何等喜悦人从不同的语言、不同的种族、不同的人群当中出来去敬拜神，敬拜他，并且去侍奉他。
I believe God wants each one of us, you and me, to be actively involved in fulfilling the great.Commission.
我也深信，就是神其实是要使用我们当中的每一位去积极的参与到这个使命大使命的一个完成的工作当中。
It is almost 50 years ago since the Lord called me to leave my government job to study to serve Him.
我想大概是在50年之前的话，神呼召我就是离开我在政府的工作。然后去全时间去服侍他。
After being a pastor for some years, I knew clearly that God wanted me to be involved in sharing the good news of Him with unreached peoples.
所以在做了一些年的牧会的工作以后，我也很清楚是神的呼召带领我，使我能够去向一些没有接触到福音的人去传扬他的工作。
I've been serving with WEC now for 43 years.
就在我这个机构 WEC International 的话，已经工作了40年的时间。
Wow, that's a long time.
很长的时间，对吗？
Why would someone serve for 43 years in some difficult situations?
我想一个人为什么能够在一个机构，即使在困难的时间的话，能够在那个机构。服侍43年这么长的时间呢？
I have two verses to share with you.
我想我有两节的经文要和大家一起来看。
The first one is from Matthew 24, verse 14.
第一节经文是马太福音第24章。
Matthew 24, 14. This is what I call a focusing verse for me.
马太福音第24章第14节，这被我。马太福音第24章第14节。
And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a testimony to every nation or ethnic group, and then the end will come.
这天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证，然后末期才来到。
Jesus is coming again.
耶稣会再来。
Do you believe that?
你相信吗？
If you do, say amen really loudly.
你真的能够说阿们吗？
Jesus is coming again. But he said in this verse, the gospel of the kingdom must be shared to every ethnic group before he comes and comes to this world again.
耶稣的确会再来，但是当他说他要再来的时候，就意味着福音要先被传递到世界的每一个种族的人群当中。
That verse has kept me focused when things are difficult.
我想这些经文是不断的支持我，使我可以在即使在困难的时间当中，也依然能够度过的一个很重要的一节经文。
Some very difficult things have happened in my life as I've been serving Jesus.
当然，在我服侍主的这些年的时间当中，也有一些时候是非常困难的时候。
But I love Jesus.
但是我想我爱耶稣。
He's worthy of my praise.
他配得我的敬拜。
He's worthy of my service.
他配得我的服侍。
He loved me and gave his life for me.
因为他把他的命为我舍。
And because of that, it's appropriate that I am willing to serve him even if it is costly.
所以这也意味着就是即使对我来说如果这个事情要付上很大的代价的话这也是值得的一件事情。
So when it's difficult, I remember that verse.
所以，当对我来说，当我生命当中来到那个困难的时候，我又重新回到这些经文。
And I have another picture, another verse from Revelation.
所以，我有另外一节经文要和大家分享的是从启示录。
And this gives me great encouragement, Revelation 7.
这个是给我更大的一个勇气。是在启示录第七章。
It's a picture that excites me.
这是一个图片，让我可以更清楚地看见。
Revelation 7 verse
9. 第七章第九节。
This is the end picture.
这个图片是让我们看见是末世的一个光景。
This is what we're all hoping for. We are all hoping for.
这都是我们这个图片是也是我们所期盼的一个场景。
Those of you that come from mainland China.
对于很多从大陆来的同学。
Those of you from the Philippines.
从菲律宾来的。
Some from Korea,
有些从韩国来
and me from Australia,
我从澳大利亚来
This is our great hope.
我想这也是一个应当有的期盼
Jesus is coming again.
耶稣是再来了
And we will gather with him in heaven.
我们会和他一同在天上聚集
Read these verses, Revelation 7-9. You read it.
启示录第七章第九节。
Maybe I should read it in English for those who maybe don't speak. After this, I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could number, no one could count, of every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and in front of the Lamb.And they were wearing white robes and holding palm branches in their hands. And they cried out in a loud voice, Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. What a wonderful verse that is.
启示录第七章第九到第十节。此后我观看见有许多的人没有人能数过来是从各国各族各方各民来的站在宝座和羔羊面前身穿白衣手拿棕树枝大声喊着说愿救恩归于住在宝座上我们的神也归于羔羊阿们
I hope you hold that vision in your heart
我盼望你已经有这个看见
Wherever God calls you to serve him
不管神呼召你在任何地方服侍他
We are entrusted to ensure that the nations, every ethnic group, knows about King Jesus.
我们已经被交托这个责任，就是使万民都能够去认识耶稣。
This is my heart's desire for you.
我想这也是我心里对你们有的期盼。
May God encourage you and keep these as your focusing verses too.
愿上帝使用这两节经文，正像。既然基督如何帮助我一样，也能够帮助你，能够坚持。
Thank you very much.
谢谢。